offered to you by members of Bible Fellowship Church. The title, Think It Through, was a little deceptive, and I apologize for that, but I was afraid that if you read the real topic that we're going to talk about today, that you might not listen. I would like for you to think this through with me, though. So here we go. The true title for today's talk is The Lack of Self-Control. Please stay with me. Believe me, this is just as hard for me to hear and say and talk about as it is for you. First of all, what is self-control? Webster's Dictionary says self-control is restraint exercised over one's own impulses, emotions, or desires. Self-control is saying no when we should say no instead of giving in to our own wants and desires. Let us see what Scripture says about self-control. Proverbs 25:28 says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." When we lose our self-control, it leaves us vulnerable to all kinds of temptations. And we know that temptations are strong and they can lead us and lure us to places that will bring destruction in our lives. Unfortunately, Solomon, who wrote those words in Proverbs, is a sad but eye-opening demonstration of his own words. Scripture says that Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Well, we could stop right there and recognize that he didn't have any self-control. And not only did he have the 700 wives and the 300 concubines, but he took them from nations that the Lord had forbidden. If you want to read more about that, you will find the story in 1 Kings 11. But even though Solomon knew that it was wrong, his self-control was weak, and he gave in to his desires. But it cost him dearly. His wives ended up turning his heart away from God. Then God divided Solomon's kingdom. So there's consequences in our choices. We find in other parts of Scripture the mention of self-control. Paul lists self-control in Galatians 5 as self-control being a fruit of the Spirit. And in 2 Timothy 3, self-control is listed as one of the vices characteristic of the last days. In Titus 2, we find several teachings of self-control and reminders that the same grace that brings salvation also trains us to live self-controlled lives. Throughout 1 Peter and 2 Peter, we find Peter urging us to be sober-minded or self-controlled. The teachings are there, but I dare say that the virtue of living a self-controlled life is rarely thought about for most of us. We do recognize boundaries in our Christian walk, but within those boundaries, we pretty much live as we please. We rarely say no to our desires and emotions. There's danger in ignoring what Scripture teaches about self-control. When we let our desires take over our self-control, then those walls dissolve and allows other sins to seep into our lives. I realize that we are being taught self-control, but for me, if I think of self-control as being spirit-controlled, I tend to be more successful in the self-control department. Our self-control is dependent on the influence and enablement of the Holy Spirit. Self-control requires us to seek God's words and His will for our lives. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can accomplish self-control. I pray that you're still with me. I know self-control is a hard topic to think about and talk about, but we must, when we are seeking to live under the authority of the one who loves us the most, we must seek His will for us. Thank you for listening today. Let's promise to pray for each other this week as we seek God's guidance in living a self controlled, spirit controlled life. Have a great week, and God bless.